This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 200 of the USEA's official podcast. Yes, we've reached a milestone with the podcast, and it's thanks to you and your support. And this week we're joined by three riders from the under 18 winter training list who's going to tell us about their experiences at the training sessions that were held in Temecula, California and Ocala, Florida with Coach Leslie Law. First of all, we're going to hear from Carson Richards. She's based in Charlotte, North Carolina, followed by Sophie Tice from Danville, California, and Delaney Varden from Nevada City, California. Well, Carson joins me now. She's actually at school in North Carolina. Welcome to the program, Carson.
Thank you so much for having me.
You snuck out of class, did you, to do this?
Yes, I had permission from my teachers. I just talked to them beforehand.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, we wanted to hear your story, of course, about joining the U18 winter training session down there in Ocala. But tell us a little bit about where you are, where you're based now, because you were born in South Carolina, but you're now in North Carolina.
Yes. So we actually recently moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm in school there. So I'll be there all winter, and hopefully we'll be back with my Aunt Julie Richards, who's my trainer, during the summer.
Okay, so how many horses do you have with you?
I have, I'm riding my horse, Rental Mr. Cool, with me now. And I'm also riding my sister's mare a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Rental Prada.
Okay, so you've got a couple of horses to switch from then. And which horse was it that you took to, it was your own horse, was it that you took to the U18 training session?
Yes, so I took Rental Mr. Cool to the training session. He is a 10-year-old Irish sport horse who I've had for about 4 years.
Okay, and talk us a little bit about the partnership that you have with him, what you've done with him so far then, Carson.
Yeah, so I've had him a while, and he was really my first event horse. And he was really green when I got him, and I really didn't know what I was doing. So we've kind of learned together, but he's incredibly brave. And I feel like we really have a good partnership now. I took him to Young Riders in 2016, which was definitely a big goal for me. And it was really just an incredible experience. I've loved competing him and just really enjoyed getting to know him well. He is coming back from an injury now, though, so we're just trying to take it a little bit easier this year.
And what would you say are his strengths and weaknesses?
He's very, very strong in the cross country. He loves it, and he's very, very brave and quick and a great jumper. But our weakness is definitely our flat work. He can get a little bit hot, and we've worked a lot just trying to get him more focused on the flat to produce a better test.
And so was that your focus then going into the training session? Were you hoping to work on that particularly, on your flat work? Talk a little bit about what your expectations were and then what you actually got out of it.
Yeah, so going into the training session, I was really hoping to just work especially on my flat work and get him stronger because, like I said, he's coming back from an injury. So we're just trying to, you know, build him back up and get him fit again. But I was really hoping we could work on that with Leslie, just exercises to get him a little bit stronger and also for me just to keep him focused during our test. And Leslie is a really, really world-class trainer. He was absolutely fantastic and super, super helpful. We worked on that a lot, and he gave me lots of exercises to work on the flat with Mr. Cool.
And you've been putting those exercises to work, have you, since you got home?
Yes, definitely. And the other thing that Leslie really helped me with was translating our flat work to show jumping, because as brave and as careful as he is, he can also get a little bit strung out and a little bit weak to pinces. And so all of the exercises that we worked on the flat, really, I really saw how it translated to show jumping the next day.
Now, you've obviously had a great time with him already. You've grown up together with him. What would you say the best part about your partnership with him is then, Carson, and what suits your personality and your capabilities as a rider at this point in your career?
Yeah, of course. So he is very bold and very, you know, it's been kind of a struggle to get him to listen to me all the time, and because he likes to sort of take over. And so, but I really enjoyed getting to know him and to work that out with him. Because now I feel like we have a really great partnership where he, you know, he listens to me, but he also at the same time knows that when I make a mistake, he can cover for me and he's there for me.
Now, going forward then into this season, talk a little bit about what you're doing now in preparation for the start of your season, where you plan to go during the spring.
So, yeah, we went cross-country schooling yesterday, actually. This is really his first time out. And he had a great time. He's a little bit fresh, so we'll probably go try and school him again before we take him out. But I'm hoping to make our first big event, Carolina Horse Park. And hopefully do the preliminary there. And right now we're just focusing on getting fit and, again, working on our flat work to make sure that's really solid before our first event.
What do you most look forward to with your partnership with him then, as you have another horse to ride? And from the experiences that you've had with him and clearly the benefit that you've now had of working with a world-class coach, has that really sort of excited you more? And talk a little bit about the anticipation of actually going back into competition with him.
Oh, I'm so excited to have him back. I know that he's really looking forward to it too. He doesn't really like to be off and he doesn't like to be waiting around. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to having him out and to really see how this training session's are going to help us in the upcoming season. I think that Leslie, I know that he helps us, and also the lectures, I learned so much, and not just from a riding standpoint, but also from a horsemanship point. I know that I will be able to put those training sessions to really good use this season.
Now, this is obviously crucial to your all-round horsemanship. Do you have a way of actually furthering your horsemanship aspects, you know, the theory side of it? Then, Carson, I mean, is that something that you'd like to study, you know, to keep growing in that and to be an all-round horsewoman?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's really, really important, and especially with him having some time off this fall, I've really been looking to other ways to further my riding education and just become an all-around better horseman. And so I really started looking into the theory side of it and you know, stuff that we've gone over in the lectures and stuff as well.
Well, lots to look forward to then. Do you think this is going to be something you'd want to do full time, or are you just enjoying it as a hobby now?
I love it. I would love to make this my career. Right now, it's difficult just finding that balance between school and riding. And I know that right now I really have to focus on my education, but I'm always going to keep the horses there if I can, because it's something that I love to do, and I'm definitely looking into ways to make this my career.
How often do you get to ride while you're in schools?
I ride about 4 or 5 times a week.
Let's talk a little bit about how you've managed to get the ride on your sister's horse.
Yeah, so my sister and I actually share this mare, Santos Belair. We've both been riding her a bit, and she is really fantastic. She's very, very different from Mr. Cool because, you know, whereas he and I have kind of grown up together, she knows what she's doing and she's very, very experienced. And she's also just a completely different type than he is. But I've learned a lot just being able to have to change my ride between the two of them. And I really think that's been incredibly beneficial to my riding, especially this year.
And your season begins when, did you say, when is your first event before you go to the Carolina Horse Park?
Well, we will be at the second Pine Top this weekend, but not with Mr. Cool. I'll be riding my sister's mare. And then after that, I think we'll be going to Southern Pines, just events that are closer.
Very good. All right. Well, the very best of luck with it, and hopefully be able to put all of that that you learnt at the training session into good practice this season. And thank you again for coming on the program. It's been great to talk to you. The very best of luck, Carson.
Thank you so much.
Sophie Tice joins me now from California. Sophie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be a part of this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where you are for start off. As I said, you're based in California, or up in Northern California, actually. Talk a little bit about where you're from and your training facilities up there.
Okay, perfect. So I'm from Danville, California, and I train with James Alliston and Helen Buscarin, and that's over on Crow Canyon Road, San Ramon area. I've been training with them for about 3 or 4 years now, and they've taught me so much. It's so great to be with them, and they've really been confidence boosters and gotten me to where I am today, so I'm very grateful. But I've always lived here. I haven't changed places much. It's been really, really nice to live here and train here.
And so how many horses do you actually have then and ride regularly, Sophie?
So I only have one that I regularly ride, and he's James Allison's old horse, Mojo. I lease him from them, and they were nice enough to give me the opportunity to be able to do that since the first horse I owned. He taught me a lot, but I think he didn't have a great love for eventing. So Mojo is kind of the solution for that. And they'll let me get on some of their other ones and hack them. But Mojo's the main one that I ride every day.
Well, you told me before we got on air here about how you got into horses, which is a fun story. So tell us that again, because you've now been riding, 6 years only, really, and you're already, you know, making it into the big time, or on the brink of it with your eventing career. So talk a little bit about that start, the story about how you got into riding.
Yeah, so I started over the summer when I was turning 10, I believe. And when I was younger, I dabbled in different sports and I enjoyed them, but I never had a great passion for them. But one summer my mom decided, since she'd seen me drawing some horses and thinking about horsey things and stuff, she decided that we would go as a mother-daughter thing, knowing absolutely nothing, go into it and try horseback riding and bond and have a little summer thing, thinking that was kind of what it was going to be. And then it turned into a little bit more than a summer thing. And it's been really fun and really enjoyable. The whole family's into it. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate their support.
That's fabulous, because I understand your mother wasn't a rider before you guys decided, oh, you'll both go off and learn how to ride and get into the horse thing, and now you've got the bug. So I'm interested now in how you chose eventing. How did that happen over the last few years?
So that's actually another funny story. Since my mom and I had absolutely no idea what we were doing, we really picked a barn that was nearby that we could see on a road that we always drove by, and we always thought it was really pretty and it looked like a really well-run barn. And we got into it, and it turned out it was an event barn. We didn't even know what eventing was at the time, but that's how we started, and I've enjoyed it ever since, so I stuck with it.
You've got the bug, clearly. Okay. Well, as I said, you know, you're already moving on to, you know, an interesting time in your eventing career, Sophie. So let's talk about the training session there. How did you find out that you had been accepted onto the winter training list in the first place?
I found out when I just tacked up my horse and I was about to get on him over at my barn, and my mom came running over to me. And she said, I think your application was accepted, and I think you're on the U18 team. And I didn't believe her. I thought it was basically just the acceptance email saying that, you know, your entry was in and they were going to consider you. And I read over it probably 5 times, and I was late to my lesson. And I read over it probably 5 times. And it said congratulations at the top, but I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. So yeah, I went and told James and Helen, and they were super excited for me, and it was a really great experience. I was so happy.
Well, let's talk about your friendship now with James and Helen and the horse that you have, your partner. Tell us his story.
Mojo is an off-the-track thoroughbred. He was on for quite a while and did really well at the track, and then I think it came a time for him to come off, and James found him. He was racing in Florida, and James saw a video of his and didn't ride him, but decided to buy him and sent him over, and he had a really good time with him. He's a very eccentric horse and loves to please and is always working super hard. Even if it's a little too exciting, he's always trying very hard. And James did a couple 3-stars with him and then decided that it would be better for him to go to a younger kid. And that just happened to be the time that I was in a gap with my horse and I was selling him and trying to figure out another ride. So he offered me the horse, and I've had so much fun with him. He's taught me so much. He's such a gentle soul that's guided me through this and put me up the levels and everything.
Just the schoolmaster you've needed then. So how long have you been showing with him, Sophie?
I've been showing with him for a little over 3 years now, I believe.
And tell us about the results that you've had then and how that partnership has gelled, really, to the point where you've got him now. Clearly, you've got something going here with him.
Thank you. I started him out actually after his last 3-star. I did a novice, so that was a little wild, but it was great to do. And I started out there, and I moved up, and I think within the first year, I had done my first training and my first prelim. I've done a couple 1-stars on him, and I was grateful enough to be able to do the Young Riders 1-star last year at Rebecca. That went well, and we've had a lot of success, and I think I just did my first intermediate at Woodside, and that was very fun. It turned out we took the blue, which is a little surprising for the first one. So
how exciting
was that? Exciting.
Yes, well done you. So going into this training session, then, Sophie, what were your expectations? What were you hoping to take away from these?
Well, from my friend Madison Temkin, I've heard that she has such great experiences, and I was so excited to be able to go there. I was a little nervous as well. Always getting to meet such an amazing coach like that, it's a little nerve-wracking, but I expected to be able to come out of it with some new tools and new things for competing and at home and really working with Mojo and other horses, and I definitely got that. Leslie's such an amazing trainer, and it was organized so well, and I felt like I could ask him any questions and he'd be able to answer them and give me advice, and he's always there. So it was definitely super great. He's super supportive, and I think he's definitely committed to all these young riders.
Give me some examples there, Sophie, of the kind of things that you worked on with your horse and what you benefited from this session with Leslie. In, you know, specifically, was it your flat work? Was it your jumping?
I think it was both. We really, really focused on keeping him relaxed and keeping him focused and working towards what we want, because he gets very tense, and he's always trying to work hard for you, just not always, it's not always centered towards what you're asking sometimes. So we really worked hard on that. The flat work, he got on him one day and got to see how he feels, and that definitely helped him teach me, and I found it super educational, because it's hard to go into the ring sometimes, and the horse gets more and more excited. So he gave me a lot of tools for that, and a lot of tools to keep him supple and focused. And then in the jumping, same aspects for the just keeping him supple and focused and really getting him to think. So we didn't do a whole lot of coursework. We did more grid work and little exercises just to keep his mind settled and keep him focusing on where his feet are going and all of that.
So you've been able to apply this now since you got home to your daily training with him. And what sort of benefits have you seen already?
Definitely. I've seen that he's definitely been more relaxed on a daily basis. He's feeling really great. He's feeling like he's ready to go. But I feel like our partnership and the training sessions and all of that has really kind of gotten us to a point where I feel like we can be super competitive this year and go out there and just have a great time and hopefully get some good standings.
So what are your season plans then?
My first show is going to be at Twin Rivers, and I think we're going to start at prelim just for the beginning of the year. And then we're going to go to Galway and do their international and do the CIC two-star there. And then go back to Woodside and do an intermediate there. And all amongst that, I think we're planning to hopefully go for the Young Riders CIC two-star at Rebecca. So those will be our selector shows, and they'll be watching us and see how we do. But that's all we have planned so far.
And do you have sort of long-term goals now? Are you starting to get ambitious now that you've made the U18 list and you've had the results that you've had, especially with the young riders? What do you think you're most looking forward to in the future, Sophie?
I'm definitely looking forward, especially after this training session. I think Leslie does a great job of showing you that your big goals, like mine, is to hopefully go to the Olympics one day, that those goals are not very far away, and you just need to work towards them and keep working and put your effort in, and they'll come if you really stick to your plan and, you know, go for it and keep it as a very realistic goal. So that's my big goal, is to go to the Olympics for the U.S. one day. And I'd also like to be able to do, before that, obviously, my first couple 3-stars and 4-stars and really move up the levels and see how that goes.
Lots to look forward to then, and maybe another horse in the future?
He's 16 now, so I think the Olympics is a little out of his question.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to be able to get a nice young horse and build it up, or a couple, obviously depending on money and time. I still go to high school, so that's also a big thing. But yeah, I'd really like to get a young horse that I could hopefully move up the levels.
Do you see this as a career option for you at this point, or you haven't thought that far ahead?
I definitely see it as a career option for me, and I'd really like to do this for my life and be with all these people and all these horses. It's been such a great experience, and I think it's such a great way to grow up, and I'd like to continue that and teach other people and ride while I'm older. So hopefully I'll be able to do that in the future.
Well, you really have got the bug then, haven't you, Sophie?
A little bit, yeah. Past 6 years have been a great, great ride.
Well, you've done so well already, and I wish you the very, very best of luck for the future. And thanks again for coming on the program, Sophie, and chatting to us about your experience there with the U18 winter training session. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Well, Delaney joins me from her home in Nevada City, California. Welcome to the program, Delaney.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you told me that you homeschool, so it's easy for you to fit in the schedule with riding then, being able to school online.
Yeah, it's been really helpful to be able to ride all day and then be able to do schoolwork in the afternoon or when I have time, especially with traveling. I'm able to do it all over the country, so that works out really well.
Very flexible schedule. How many horses do you have to ride?
2 right now. the possibility of three, but we will see.
Now, how did you get into eventing then? What's your story, Delaney, of your riding career?
So I actually really started out riding Pasofino's, doing the gated horse shows, and I always wanted to jump. I had seen eventing on TV. I had watched Rolex, and I just fell in love with it. I was trying to jump my 20-year-old Pasofino out in the field, and I really just got the bug. I don't think there is any way someone could have stopped me from doing it.
How come you were riding Pasofino's? Is this a family affair?
Not really. Where I live, there's not a ton of places to ride. And starting out, my family doesn't really know anything about horses. So, I wanted to ride, and they just tried to find me a place, and that is where we ended up going.
And then you got the bug to go eventing. So how did you find your event horse? And did that mean leaving the Pasofino riding behind?
Yeah. I went to an English barn, and a lady, Teresa Harcourt, actually, really was my first event trainer. I found my first little event horse, who was a Morgan mare, who was not arena broke. I was 10 at the time, probably wasn't the greatest of ideas. I think I finished about two events in a few years on her. And then from there, Teresa Harcourt actually is the one who found my current horse that's going two-star, Red Rocks Jazzman. And he's really who started my career and got me going in the right way. Willow, the mare, taught me to persevere, and Jazz taught me how to do everything.
And was it Jazz that you took to the U18 training session then in Temecula?
It was, yes.
And what were you working on with him then prior to that? And talk a little bit about the focus of this for you.
So right now with Jazz, I'm really just trying to gain experience at the two-star intermediate level. I would love to be able to run my first advanced on him next year. So right now it's just, working on trying to really get competitive at this level and gaining the tools we're going to need for our future. He's a very excited horse, so a lot of our work has had to go into the dressage to get us to go around better and get our scores lower, which has been going much better. He loves to jump and would do it all day long if he could, but sometimes he's got to slow down and put the dressage work in.
So you had to work hard at that during the training session with Leslie, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just talk us through that then, what you got out of that training session, focusing on the flat work with him, Delaney, knowing the issues that you had with him and what you needed to work on.
Yeah, so the training session was incredible. I was surrounded by, great riders, so it was wonderful to be able to watch and learn from each other. And with Jazz, I really worked on his gait, trying to create more suspension in the dressage room, doing different exercises and transitions, just trying to get that collection, working on the training pyramid a lot. That was one of our main focuses at the training session. Let's see. It was quite a unique experience. You kind of start feeling the pressure, like, wow, this is kind of a big deal. I'm really representing a lot of people. But in another way, you just feel so grateful to have this opportunity to train with such an amazing person and be surrounded by so many people with like goals.
Were you nervous going into this then, working with a new coach, someone like Leslie?
Yes, very. I was quite nervous just because I was afraid, what if we weren't really good enough to be there? Just a few mental things in my head were going on. But yes, I was very nervous my first lesson with him. But he's so nice and friendly that, 10 minutes later, I was feeling really comfortable and happy to be working with him.
How did it compare from the kind of training you've had then elsewhere, talk a little bit about that. Who do you train with?
I train with Bea and Derek DeGrazia, okay. And then Matt and Cecily Brown when I'm on the East Coast.
And so how did that compare then? Just talk a little bit about the things that you found that now it made you focus on in a different way.
I mean, we're all kind of in the same circle, wanting the same things and working on the same things, but different ideas and ways of saying or different exercises that Leslie had were great. One thing, you know, that was a little different is everyone else was having me bend jazz to get the suppleness, and Leslie wanted me to go straight to transitions, which was quite different, but it did work out very well, and I got a great rhythm from it. So that was different, but really they're all very similar in what they teach. They're all, you know, amazing instructors and definitely have similar ways of teaching.
And in terms of you as a rider, did you have to shift anything in the way you used your body?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I definitely am quite stiff in my elbows. So that was one thing I really had to work on for myself, was using my body in the correct way for jazz, not to sit too far back as to drive him forward, to be able to forward my hands and really let him push to a contact instead of holding him. A lot of it was rider that was the difference.
Now, you're 16 right now, I understand. And in terms of your, you know, athletic activities, do you do anything else apart from riding at all, Delaney, and to help you, you know, become a stronger rider?
I do go to the gym quite a bit. I try and go at least 3 times a week, at least. If I can go more, that would be great. But I do some cardio, and then I work a lot on weights and just strengthening my muscles. I was doing, for a while when I was training with Matt and Cecily, yoga with him every morning, which was painful, but definitely helps my riding and my flexibility.
So lots of core work then to strengthen your core.
Yes, definitely.
And that's helping you, obviously, with your flat work, but also going to help you over fences as well, going cross country. So you would recommend,
yes,
that the gym at least 3 times a week, would you?
I would. It has made a huge difference for me. Riding, it's so important to ride every day, but once you get to a certain level, I feel like you need to do more. You're an athlete as well. You need to do more to, you know, help your horse out, I guess.
Right. Absolutely.
Be able to support your own self.
Yes. Well, let's talk about this year ahead then. Now that you've had this training, the benefit of this training session, what are you looking forward to with these horses?
Our goal is Bromont CCI 2-star this summer. So that's one of the things we're working towards. Our fall's still a bit up in the air. We're not sure what we're doing. But right now, it looks like we will do another event on the West Coast and then hopefully go back east again and get that experience again.
So where will you go first? What's your next outing?
My next outing is going to be Twin Rivers in a couple weeks.
Okay. Well, obviously, lots to look forward to build up on what you've been learning then with the training session and with the help of Bea and Derek DeGrazia as well out there on the West Coast. So what are you most excited about when you look at the future of your career then in the sport?
I'm just so excited about the team I have built around me. I was very lucky to fall into the right hands, so to speak, as far as riding goes. So obviously I'm excited to progress through the levels and work further, but I'm quite excited with the team I have. I just know whatever happens, they're going to be there for me, and they're always giving advice, and I'm learning so much. So I'm just quite excited about that for my future.
And if anyone's listening to this wishing they could get onto that winter training list, what would you say to them?
Just keep trying. It took me this is my third year of applying, trying to get on it. and I finally made it. So if it doesn't happen the first time, just keep trying, because it definitely could if you work hard enough.
That's a good message. Determination. Just stick with it. Well, Delaney, it's all going very well for you so far. So the very best of luck with the season ahead and your future in the sport.
Thank you so much.
And our thanks again to all three of our guests this week, Carson Richards, Sophie Tice, and Delaney Varden. And you can find out more about the under 18 and under 25 winter training lists and the training sessions by going to the website at useventing.com. And if you're listening to this podcast on the website, you can also download it to your podcast player and take it with you. We are on almost every podcast app. And of course, to find out when the latest episode is live, please follow us on social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'll be back in 2 weeks' time for another episode of the USEA's official podcast. So until then, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.